This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday delayed until next month a decision on a bitterly contested plan for a judicial overhaul amid fears that Israel's worst national crisis in years could fracture his coalition or escalate into violence. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reports.
In a televised address, Netanyahu said, "Where there's an opportunity to avoid civil war through dialogue, I, as prime minister, am taking a time out for dialogue." Opposition parties said they would work to reach an agreement if the government was sincere. Former centrist Prime Minister Yair Lapid said the opposition needed to be sure Netanyahu was not bluffing, but also pointed out in a statement, "If the government engages in a real and fair dialogue, we can come out of this moment of crisis stronger and more united." Protesters have flooded Israeli streets for weeks to express their opposition to the plan, which would limit the Supreme Court's powers to rule against the legislature and the executive, while giving coalition lawmakers more power in appointing judges. Netanyahu, himself on trial on corruption charges, which he denies, has promised to ensure civil rights are protected, but has not backed down from the central thrust of the reforms.
That's Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen's reporting. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited the southeastern Sumy region Tuesday to mark the anniversary of its recapture from Russian troops. In an exclusive report, the Associated Press says Zelensky held a ceremony to honor soldiers in the center city of Akhterka, which had a pre-war population of almost 50,000 people. In the early weeks of Russia's full-scale invasion last year, the city was the epicenter of fierce battles, though it was not occupied by Moscow's forces. People gathered at the square in front of a building colored in the blue and yellow of the Ukrainian flag, with the words, "Akhterka is a hero city," written on it. Zelensky told the crowd, "There's a border nearby with no occupant can erase," a reference to the long border Sumy shares with Russia. This is VOA News. Russia's defense ministry says Moscow has test-fired anti-ship missiles in the Sea of Japan. VOA's Tommy McNeil has details.
The ministry said Tuesday that two boats launched a simulated missile attack on a mock enemy warship about 60 miles away. The ministry said the target was successfully hit by two Musket cruise missiles. The Musket is a supersonic anti-ship cruise missile that has a conventional and nuclear warhead capacity. It says the exercise took place in the Peter the Great Gulf in the Sea of Japan. A Japanese foreign ministry official says Japan does not plan to lodge a protest to Russia over the missile exercise, noting the location is considered Russian coast. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Airports and bus and train stations across Germany were at a standstill Monday, disrupting millions of commuters and travelers during one of the largest workouts in decades in Europe's largest economy. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The 24-hour walkout was organized by the Verdi Trade Union and Railway and Transport Union, EVG. The labor organizations represent more than 2.7 million employees collectively. It all marks the latest in months of industrial action throughout major European economies, as higher food and energy prices dent living standards. Two of the country's largest airports, Munich and Frankfurt, suspended flights, and long-distance rail services were cancelled by German rail operator Deutsche Bahn. The EVG chairman reportedly told newspapers on Monday that employers had not yet made a viable offer and warned that further strikes were possible, including over the upcoming Easter holiday period.
That's Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reporting. According to a regional newspaper report, at least 39 migrants have died in a fire at an immigration detention center in northern Mexico near the U.S. border. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Images from the scene show ambulances, firefighters and vans from the morgue around the facility. The injured have been taken to four hospitals, according to the Diario de Juarez newspaper. Sources told the paper the fire happened late Monday at a facility in the city across from El Paso in Texas. Media's reporting Mexico's Attorney General's office has launched an inquiry and has investigators at the scene. Suárez Juárez is a major crossing point for migrants. It's shelters full of migrants waiting for opportunities to cross or who've requested asylum in the U.S. and are waiting out the process. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more information on this story and all the stories we're covering today, go to our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.